Well, good evening, everybody. I can't actually see you, but you're there. Well done for coming out on this grey evening. So we've got lots of carols and readings, and the person who is doing the reading, you'll see on the screen. Our first hymn, or carol, you'll see there that it's also the number. So if you want to use the hymn books, you can. But the words are on the screen. Okay? So, all right, let's pray together before we start. And we'll start with that famous carol. So we thank you, Lord, for this carol service, this celebration of the birth of Jesus all those years ago, that he came, he was born in a stable, that he lived for 32 or 3 years, that he died and went to heaven, and now we can talk with you and you'll talk with us. And so make our ears hear what you have to say during this service, we ask in your name. Amen. Amen. Right then, let's sing Hark the Herald Angels.
I'm the second carol. I'm reading Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7, and I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version Bible. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of the oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Thanks be to God.
Carol's family appears twice. You'll see in the little video later. So there we are. That was Isaiah predicting what was to happen. We're going to sing Silent Night.
I'm reading from Luke 1, verses 26 to 38. The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
That's right. This is another great favourite, isn't it? O little town of Bethlehem. Pretty scary for Mary. I wonder what the reaction of Joseph was going to be. Angela.